Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. Air-gapped computers can have data stolen by a nearby drone. Cloudflare had a bad data leak. We may as well get used to it. Yet another web-connected children's toy has leaked a ton of data. And the next-gen gallery plugin for WordPress is our next big exploit. Time to upgrade. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep. Both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock-bottom super-duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows, like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of March 1st, 2017. Air-gapped computers aren't physically connected to any network and so should be protected from remote hackers. However, Stuxnet showed air gaps can be breached. Besides that, an insider could always insert a USB drive into an air-gapped computer. Now, security researchers from Israel's Ben-Gurion University have demonstrated that if an attacker did manage to infect an air-gapped computer, they could steal data semi-remotely at their leisure by using a camera to capture signals from the LED lights of its hard drive. The LEDs normally flicker when the drive is undergoing read and write operations, but can be made to transmit data visually. The malware that researchers devised can force the hard drive LED to blink 6,000 times per second. If those lights are visible from a window, a camera-equipped drone, or a telescopic lens could capture the signals at a distance. The researchers explain that data can be leaked via the LED at a rate of 4 kilobits per second. That speed is incredibly slow by today's standards, but it's more than enough to steal encryption keys or text and binary files. According to the researchers, it's an impressive 10 times faster than previous optical covert channels for leaking data from air-gapped computers. The beauty of the attack is that the hard drive's LED blinks anyway, making it easy to conceal that the infected machine is actually transmitting data. That is crazy. Really, when you think about, like, your computer, I know on my computer tower, I see the little light flickering all the time.
You sure do. So
I really do.
You'd never suspect
I would
that.
Never. That there's some sort of weird conversation going on.
This reminds me of back before Bluetooth was invented. Mm-hmm. I had a watch, and it flashed my computer screen in order to download data to my watch. calendar appointments and things like that.
Right.
Do you remember that technology?
I do not, no.
Wow, I wish I could remember the name of it, but this was my first like wireless watch. It was a great watch. But it literally, there was no transmitter. It flashed the monitor in order to download the data. So similar kind of technology, sort of.
Yeah. Crazy. You're never safe.
They'll exploit anything.
That's right.
Your hard drive LED. Come on.
Insane. Cloudflare, a service that helps optimize the security and performance of more than 5.5 million websites, warned customers late last week that a recently fixed software bug exposed sensitive information that could have included passwords and cookies and tokens used to authenticate users on the sites they visited. A combination of factors made the bug particularly severe. First, the leakage may have been active since September 22nd, nearly 5 months before it was discovered, although the greatest period of impact was from February 13th to February 18th. Second, some of the highly sensitive data that was leaked was cached by Google and other search engines. The result was that for the entire time the bug was active, hackers had the ability to access data in real time by making web requests to affected websites and to access some of the leaked data by querying the search engines. The leakage was the result of a bug in an HTML parser they used to modify web pages as they passed through the service. The parser performs a variety of tasks, such as inserting Google Analytics tags, converting HTTP links to the more secure HTTPS variety,
obfuscating
email addresses, and excluding parts of a page from malicious web bots. When the parser was used in combination with the three Cloudflare features, email
obfuscation,
server-side excludes, and automatic HTTPS rewrites, it caused Cloudflare Edge servers to leak some of the content from memory and expose it on other websites. Graham Cummings, the Cloudflare CTO, has ruled out the possibility that the secret keys for customers' transport layer security certificates were exposed in the leaks. Still, he said end-user passwords, authentication cookies, OAuth tokens used to log into multiple website accounts, and encryption keys Cloudflare uses to protect server-to-server traffic were all at risk of being exposed. They're warning that Cloudflare customers should, at a minimum, strongly consider changing passwords.
Okay, that is a problem to me. Because that's their recommendation. And just so you know, I wasn't being a jerk. We had this conversation before.
That word is actually Latin to me.
Obfuscation.
I can't even say it when I'm trying to repeat it. It's like it's a different language. I cannot say it.
I love it. here's the issue. The particular exploit on Cloudflare, it affected us in a way. Don't worry, your data's safe. Because nothing that we transmit is private or anything like that. Everything is I'm very, very security-minded here. But that said, it affected us in that we use Cloudflare.
Right.
And so there is potential that, you know, if somebody was watching an episode of Category 5 TV on our website, that episode may have shown up on some other website. So here's the thing. Here's the problem that I have with, if you're a Cloudflare customer, change your password. Has nothing to do with Cloudflare customers, so to speak. I can change my password, and sure, that, you know, if my password on Cloudflare was exploited, then that's great. But the problem is if I were to, let's say Category5.tv was vulnerable, which we're not, because the data that we're transmitting is not personally identifiable. But let's just say it was, just to use the example. So if I logged into Category5.tv, let's say if you did, and I pass my password over to Category5.tv. Now, Cloudflare's leak now exposes that password on Jeff's blog.
Okay.
So now Jeff's blog shows Sasha's password.
Right.
For Category5.tv. Completely unrelated sites, could be entirely, they could be different corners of the world. They just use the Cloudflare service. So the only way to protect myself from this particular exploit now that it happened is to change Sasha's password on Category5.tv. Has nothing to do with changing my password on Cloudflare.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's this messy situation where we don't know how bad this is. We don't know what private information has been exposed. And that's why this one is a little bit scary, because we just don't know. Mm-hmm. Cloudflare doesn't know. WordFence doesn't really know what data. Now, we have little snippets and excerpts of data to show, oh, yes, this happened. Right. This is approximately what is happening, and it's been fixed. But we don't know the scale of the data breach.
So do you think that maybe their statement was a little kind of like blasé, like maybe a little stupid. Strongly a little, consider, you know.
Marketing cliches.
Right.
Like the marketing director says, make sure you change your passwords because that's what you do when there's an exploit.
Right.
Right.
And for most people, because they're not savvy in this area, they go, okay, and they think they're protected.
Yeah. Right.
Not at all.
Well, exactly. I use Dashlane for a lot of my passwords.
Okay.
And I don't have anything that I'm aware of that's under Cloudflare.
Cloudflare is a DNS replace,
right.
Like they replace the DNS record. So understand, it has nothing to do with Cloudflare to you.
Right.
If you go to category5.tv, my website, you are going through Cloudflare to get there.
Right, but what I mean is I didn't get any notice from any of the sites that I use saying we're under Cloudflare, we might be affected. But
yeah.
I got this thing
they would know.
Yeah, from Dashlane saying change your password. And so I read the article and I'm going, this may not be the issue, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So do I really need to go through this whole process again?
Yeah.
So, you know, all the sites that I'm on, it's like...
Yikes.
Scary stuff.
Has this impacted you that you know of? Let us know. Post us an email, live at category5.tv. Back to you, Sash.
All right. Internet-connected teddy bears dubbed Cloud Pets leaked personal information. This put voice recordings, email addresses, and other sensitive data pertaining to children and their parents at risk of compromise by who knows how many people. Cloud Pets are billed as a message you can hug. They read stories, play lullabies, feature interactive games, and let parents record messages for their children. The problem? The devices stored user data in an easily accessed database without any form of password protection. Troy Hunt from Have I Been Owned says that the Cloud Pets database was indexed by a search engine for the Internet of Things products and has been accessed by many people. Hunt said information from roughly 821,000 people was compromised in this way. Within the databases, he said, are references to almost 2.2 million voice recordings of parents and their children exposed by databases that should have never contained production data. That would be enough of a problem on its own, but upon further examination of the Cloud Pets mobile app, Hunt discovered even more easily exploited security problems. Cloud Pets apparently stored user information in an Amazon S3 bucket that also doesn't require any form of authentication to access. The only thing needed to view someone's profile picture, the name of a child, and the name of the relatives with whom they can communicate via their futuristic teddy bear is the proper file path. Voice recordings from children and their family members can be found in the same way. Hold on, it gets even worse. Hunt discovered that Cloud Pets has no strength requirements for user passwords. Someone could just type L as their password, and Cloud Pets explicitly advises parents to use QWE as a password in a Getting Started YouTube video. Neither option is secure in any way, and Hunt explained that even though Cloud Pets stored passwords as bcrypt hash, cracking those simple passwords would be trivial for any hacker. As it turns out, the product's creators were warned about these issues at least 4 times, but never responded to any of those emails. So let's recap. A bunch of internet-connected teddy bears collected and then stored information in public-facing databases without password protection, served data via Amazon S3 buckets without safeguards, actively encouraged people to use weak passwords, and ignored several warnings. Cloud Pets aren't the only internet-connected toys with privacy issues, as we've heard in almost weekly news stories about data leaks. Right now, the message seems clear. Don't buy internet-connected toys for your kids.
Yikes. It's becoming such a common... It seems like redundant to last week's news and the week before that.
It's insane. And the thing is, these pets, or these pads, these toys look amazing.
Yeah. And like, the feature set is cool and the price is right. And now I'm, you know, I want to see this leaked data and see just how many instances of, you know, this data is just, you're so snuggly, you're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
These are the recordings.
See,
that's my impression.
When I was, what was it, like 200,000 audio recordings from parents, I think it said. And I'm sitting there going, how many lawyers out there, whatever, going, ooh, I wonder if one of my clients has this, and do we need to worry about it in a legal case?
And yeah, they will probably see that. Somebody will buy up the data.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. For some reason, every week we have another story or multiple stories about breaches of data and information. Yeah. And I'm starting to develop this callousness when it comes to it, where I'm like, really, people? Are we that surprised that somebody is going to find some sort of exploit and get your information out there? And everybody's like, no.
I think my position on this, and maybe yourself as well, you're in the newsroom. So my position is kind of like, it's like when there's a recall, right? I saw a recall notice come up on my Facebook feed the other day, which I've already seen before, and it's like old news. And my temptation was to comment, this is like 3 years ago,
right,
this recall. But it's like, wait a minute. It's important that people know this.
Sure.
And right. So it's same old. It's another thing exploited. Right. But if you have one of these teddy bears, you need to know this.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not about not knowing, but it's more so the fact that why are people still continuing to produce products that like...
We know the answer.
We know the answer.
We're not going to say it because we're not going to get political.
Okay, here's my point in it. Have you ever tried to take a child's favorite toy away from them?
Yeah.
Ever? Like ever? Like that?
No. Ooh, I am not
like
evil.
That doll from last week or that teddy bear from this week, they are somebody's favorite toy.
Yeah.
That is the heartbreak because they're going to remember that they can't have it anymore.
Sasha, if you need to know how to get rid of your favorite stuffies, I can tell Dave. There's always a backstory as to why the teddy bear had to go find his family because he heard that his grandma was sick. And so he's gone on a trip.
It's so heartbreaking. This is the news.
I can no longer go on with the news.
I have young children and I'm thinking about my kids losing their stuffies.
A stuffy that transmits their information.
Yeah, that's
right.
But you can dissect the stuffy.
That's right.
That's true. Maybe they can render it in like they can brick the stuffy.
You can
brick it.
You can watch the internet traffic as the stuffy communicates with its server. You can create a DNS host redirect so that the host name that it goes to, which is S3 or whatever, and it would redirect to your own in-house server.
This is good. This
could
be a show.
And then you could create your own service.
Can your
kid's teddy bear.
Can we maybe order one of these teddy bears and you can do a show on how to do this?
No, if I order one, then it's dangerous. It'll be listening to us and running up our internet bill.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you got more?
Yeah, I've got more.
Okay.
More than 1 million websites running the WordPress content management system may be vulnerable to hacks that allow visitors to snatch password data and secret keys out of databases. The vulnerability stems from a severe SQL injection bug in NextGen Gallery, a WordPress plugin with more than 1 million installations. Until the flaw was recently fixed, NextGen Gallery allowed input from untrusted visitors to be included in the WordPress prepared SQL queries. Under certain conditions, attackers can exploit the weakness to pipe powerful commands to a web server's backend database. For the attack to work, a website would have to be set up to allow users to submit posts to be reviewed. An attacker could create an account on the site and submit a post that contains malformed NextGen Gallery shortcodes. Web security firm Securi has assigned a severity rating of 9 out of a possible 10 points to the vulnerability, which was fixed in version 2.1.79 of the plugin. Website administrators who rely on NextGen Gallery should install the update immediately. Feel like it's never good news here on Category 5.
It's just been one of those weeks. We are not even talking about Amazon in that regard.
I have great news. My kids' Pokemon cards did not release data to the internet.
Hey, that's supremely great news.
Fantastic.
I'm just saying, what was on that piece of paper still there. Nobody else knows. Good news.
That great, is great.
Great
news.
Technology. Those cards. Those collectible cards.
Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.